You are now looking at the new and improved Broadway side of the Cambridge Ringe and Latin School. It's got a new playground for the daycare center and lots of trees. This is all that you see on the surface, but not all that's there.
Pick a tree, any tree. Pay close attention to the metal grate at the bottom that blocks the soil from view. Almost. If you peek through the holes in the grate, you'll see red clay loam instead of the expected brown soil. It's called structural soil.
Danielle Desolettes, a landscape architect from Carol R. Johnson Associates, told us about the purpose of structural soils.
So what the structural soils do, it uses the same gravel structure as what's traditionally installed underneath the sidewalk. So it's big rocks that are about 3/4 inch to 1.5 inches. And these rocks are very angular, so they sit on top of each other. And when they do that, they create pore spaces, which is airspace. But that also allows water to move through.
So what does that mean?
It means that the trees are planted in structural soil, which has more pore space in the ground than regular soil. What Danielle didn't mention is that all the rocks are covered in sticky red clay loam that absorbs water well. Some of the water that trickles into the ground gets absorbed by the clay loam, and the tree's roots use that water as needed.
This way, the tree gets as much water as it needs, as well as more space to grow. Trees live longer in structural soils because their growth isn't stunted by a compacted soil and the lack of space in a typical 4-foot by 6-foot tree plot on the sidewalk.
Also, on ground level are LED uplights, which light up the tree's canopies at night. LED lights are better than regular lights because they consume much less energy,
making it environmentally beneficial,
and they last longer than regular lights. Because they're uplights, the light shines in a wider range than with a regular street lamp.
Below the structural soils and LED lights, there is a rainwater collection tank. Don't bother looking for a big tank full of water because it's underground. The rainwater collection tank has a pretty self-explanatory job. It collects rainwater from the roof of the building and stores it in a big tank underground.
And that cistern will collect all the stormwater as it comes off the roof. And it'll put it, use it like a traditional irrigation system, but instead of using what they call potable water, which means water you can drink, which oftentimes that's what gets used for irrigation. This is pure, you know, stormwater, you know, rainwater.
Back on the surface, you may have noticed a large number of bike racks that now surround the school. Well, there is a sort of subtle reminder that Cambridge is a very public transportation-friendly city and that using a car to get to school isn't the only option.
You could bike, take the bus, the train, or even walk to get to school. I know that walking is what people are usually inclined to do, but there are many other ways to get to school besides driving your car.
So look at the bike racks and learn. Don't say, it's the winter, and wait until spring, because greenhouse gas emissions do not care what time of year it is. Bike, walk, take the bus, or take the train, and you'll be saving a lot more than money.